Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It's Joe Benito and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you wanna be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan.
WFAN. 10:03 on Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here until 2 o'clock again today. CMB will come your way. Dove Kramer, Tommy Lugauer in for Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live and in living color, of course. The Black Bear Studio, Black Bear Deli, Meats and Cheeses only at ShopRite. Actually had Black Bear smoked turkey last night for dinner, as well as the Black Bear White American last night, because my wife went to ShopRite, spent another almost $300 there. I just want to point that out to the people at the Ramsey ShopRite. Okay, I'm still waiting for that freebie. All right, like that one, like with all the money that we spend there. Okay, look at those. With all the money and the publicity that I am getting, not that they need it, because the place is like, if I had one, bro, if I could get take a just a Sunday's worth of what they take in money-wise there, I'm done. Yeah, I can retire.
Sure.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
But their costs are high, too.
Bro, one Sunday is all I want. Give me the profit for one Sunday. That's it. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm not asking for the week. But, I mean, like, you know, and I know they gave us a free turkey for Thanksgiving and all that.
That's not bad.
Which is okay.
You have to spend $400.
Right, well, yeah. Right, you know the deal. You know, that's $400. That's like nothing. $400 is like, you know, 2 weeks for us.
And you're going to spend it anyway, so,
right.
Hey.
And that's exactly right.
May as well get that free turkey.
Anyway, so I will throw that out. I'll give another pop to shop right now. As I'm watching this game last night, two things entered my mind.
Go ahead.
Number one, Anthony Lynn was on the Jets staff. That's number one. Number two, I was thinking about the people in San Diego. I was saying to myself,
right.
These poor Charger fans, you know, their team has never won a Super Bowl. They only been to one, you know, and that was, you know, back in a million years ago, 1994, when they got destroyed by the Niners in that game, you know. And I'm thinking about that, and I'm saying, boy, look at this team. This team might be the best team in the AFC right now. They may very well be.
If I was a Charger fan living in San Diego, and I have a buddy of mine I used to live with who lives in San Diego, I'd still be a Charger fan.
Well, they probably are.
They have the same logo.
No. And they better not mess with that.
I don't think they are.
They shouldn't.
They have the same logo. They have the same quarterback I've watched for the last decade.
Well, they're the same team.
They're the same team.
They're a much better team.
Right.
That's what they are than what they have been.
Well, you know what's funny? Last year they started 0-4, and the way they finished the season, they finished 9-7.
Yep.
They won 9 out of their last 12 games.
Yep.
So if you take a look at what Anthony Lynn has done as coach of the Chargers since the 0-4 start, where I'm sure there were people in San Diego
or L.A. who wanted him fired, thinking, this guy can't coach 0-4.
Right,
who's this guy?
Right.
Since then.
What is it, Bulls?
Since then, 20-6.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Because it's L.A. and it's not as if they moved a plane ride away, I'd still be a fan of the Chargers.
How long did it take us that day to go from L.A. to San
Diego?
About
an hour and 40.
Now, we went early in the morning.
We did. It was a lot of
traffic. It was a Sunday morning, too.
So it's a trip.
It is a little bit.
I would say it's relatively equivalent to New York to Philly. It's not next door.
Yeah, right.
But nevertheless, it's not a plane ride away.
Right.
It's not the Sonics moving to Oklahoma City. It's not the Brooklyn Dodgers moving to L.A.
No.
It's not the Vancouver Grizzlies moving to Memphis.
No.
So, and because of the logo being the same and Phillip Rivers still being there and there's still the Chargers, I would still be a Charger fan.
Yeah, no, you should be.
But so I wouldn't be thrilled that they're playing in L.A.,
but they're still my team.
They're still my team.
And obviously, seats are probably available in that in that stadium they play in, and they're going to get about 20,000 people. So you could certainly still go to the games. It was not that bad.
And think about this. When you go to a baseball game or a hockey game or a basketball game.
And I'm sure, by the way, they're televised in their market.
I think so.
Right.
I bet you they get a better TV rating in San Diego than they do L.A.
Probably.
But because it's only once a week, and it's usually a Sunday afternoon, making that drive to L.A. doesn't sound all that bad.
Here's something else. It's
not a Tuesday night.
Here's something else I was thinking about.
What's
that? L.A., a couple years ago, didn't even have football. How many years did L.A. go without any NFL team?
And now look what they have.
And now they got the two best teams in the league.
I know.
Look what we got here.
Trash. We got a team praying for a playoff spot.
Right,
at five and eight.
Right. And the other one, the coach is going, and who knows what we're going here.
Can I
with
make
that.
You feel worse about Anthony Lynn?
Yeah, make me feel worse.
Anthony Lynn wasn't just on the coaching staff, and he was. He was on the coaching staff for Rex Ryan's tenure.
Right.
He was the running back coach and eventually was, I think, the assistant head coach for the final year. He interviewed for the job.
Did he? I don't remember that.
Against Todd Bowles and others.
But remember, here's the difference. He wasn't Charlie Cassidy's guy.
Well, be fair. If the Jets fired Rex Ryan and their replacement was his former assistant slash running back coach, you would not be happy.
Well, is that fair? I don't know, because I would say what I would always say about a first-time guy. I don't know what he is yet. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Even with that scenario being what it was, I probably would say what I always said. And I said it about Bowles. I said it about every guy that the Jets have hired since Bill Parcells. I got to see what the guy is.
I'll tell you something about Anthony Lynn. I listened to an interview he had done. This may have been a year ago, months ago. It was a while ago with Peter King. And Anthony Lynn was talking about the fact that if you look at his resume, there's something interesting in his resume. He was an offensive coordinator for 1 year.
With who?
With Buffalo.
Okay.
That was it. Now, he's coached for a very long time. He was on Parcells' staff in Dallas back in 06. Obviously, the Rex Ryan staff, Buffalo. He's been around. But only an offensive coordinator for 1 year. But what he has a lot of experience doing is that he was an assistant head coach. He was an assistant head coach under Rex, like I said, for a year. When he was in Buffalo, he was an assistant head coach for a few years. And he was talking to Peter King and said, it's underrated. That gets you ready to be a head coach. That being a coordinator is something we all look at. We say, what a great job that guy's done as a coordinator. Does that really get you ready to be a head coach? Doesn't being an assistant head coach actually get you ready? And that was the point Anthony Lynn was making. And so far, based on his resume, I almost want to listen to him now and say, hey, go look for assistant head coaches. Because the hot coordinator is like a shooting star.
Yep.
DeFilippo was a hot coordinator.
Yeah, he's out of a job right now.
Yeah, he can't get a job. I don't even know if Doug Peterson wants to bring him back.
Right.
So the story of Anthony Lynn, which is fascinating, and so far, and it's only been less than 2 years, let's not put him in Canton.
No.
Just like he shouldn't have been fired after four games to start his coaching career. But Anthony Lynn should be a lesson that maybe instead of falling in love with the hot coordinator, we should look deeper than that because he was never the hot coordinator. Yeah. He was an offensive coordinator for 1 year.
The one thing I will say, though, and I think you'll agree with this, any guy that's a first-time head coach, it's always a crapshoot with that guy.
No doubt.
I mean, you, until you see him actually be, I don't care how good a coordinator he was or whatever, he could have been what Eric Mangini was. Well, what was he doing? Well, he was like the video coordinator or whatever he was
doing. Well, that's where he started.
Right. Yeah. He did start
He worked
there.
His way up.
He did. But, I mean, who knows until the guy becomes the head man. You just don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's easy for us to look at a team and say, hey, that guy did a great job as coordinator. Make him head coach. He did a great job with that offense. Make him head coach. You may be a great coordinator. We've seen this before.
It doesn't mean
you're going to be a great head coach.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't mean just because you have a lot of experience as an assistant head coach like Anthony Lynn, that doesn't mean you're going to walk right in and be a great head coach. But I thought it was an interesting point Lynn made, which is, hey, look at my resume. My experience is more about being, and he was a running back coach, like I mentioned, with the Jets for most of those years. His resume as a coordinator is not that extensive, yet he looks like a pretty good head coach. And I think we'd all admit, for many different reasons, including the simple reason that you want to go to bed, and that is a fair reason, that he went for two and went for the win last night.
I tell you, I give him all the credit in the world. But I look at the decision made a lot of sense in a lot of different ways. First of all, they're going to make the playoffs anyway. Even if they had lost this game, you know, they're still going to the playoffs. They're going to be the lead wild card. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And hey, let's go for it. We want to win the division. Let's go right here and do what we got to do. Let's not mess around.
Right.
We think. And how open, by the way, was Mike Williams on that play?
Wide open.
With like nobody covered it. The guy had a monster night, and here's nobody covering the guy.
Yeah, there had to have been miscommunication on that. It had to have been. But I think it made a lot of sense because overtime is risky. You know, you lose that coin toss, and now the ball's in the hands of Patrick Mahomes.
Especially as you pointed out with only 10 minutes.
Yeah, especially with only 10 minutes.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen. I know you'd appreciate this. I thought defensive holds played a huge part of this game.
Well, it was a very questionable. What was it? Late in the game, was it a hold or was it a pass interference late in the game?
Well, there was
that was kind of shaky.
There was a PI, and there was two defensive holds. You take your pick.
Right.
When they cut it to 28-21, okay? There was a defensive hold right before the touchdown run that cut it to a 7-point game. So you have that defensive hold. There was one against the Chargers that was a bad call. That was when Patrick Mahomes was running around and actually threw it left-handed.
Patrick Mahomes, how good is that?
He's incredible.
Oh, my God.
He really is. He's incredible.
Oh my God.
Play in the first, I think it was the first drive.
Yeah, it was first drive. He had three guys. Look like he's down. He's sacked. They had him.
It was crazy.
He gets out of the pressure, and he makes this unbelievable throw for the first down.
Nah, he's something else.
Oh, my God.
So you had a defensive hold that went against the Chargers that turned out to be a big play. That's when it was capped off by Damian Williams, who got in the end zone a couple of times with a touchdown. The defensive hold we mentioned where the Chargers then one play later made it a one-score game. Then you had the pass interference. Actually, there was a defensive hold on. Yeah, it was a defensive hold that got him to seven. And then the PI that set him up at the one-yard line.
That's right. That's right.
And that, of course, turned into the game touchdown.
Right.
So there were big penalties in this game. And how about this? And this is why I said this to you a few days ago, and I remain confident about it. I can't trust Andy Reid.
You can't trust him.
Joe, they got the ball back with 3.5 minutes to go. Up seven.
Just win the game. Totally agree with you.
Win the game.
First play,
Williams hit for a 3-yard loss. Second play was like a 4-yard out. And then Mahomes took a sack.
Especially when you got the quarterback you got now.
Less than a minute came off the clock before the Chargers got it back with great field position.
I feel a lot better about, we'll call them San Diego, being in the Super Bowl than I do the Chiefs.
Even if they have to do it on the road?
Yeah. I do, because I just don't trust. I don't trust him.
I don't trust him.
You're 100% right about Andy Reid. You know, in a big game, he folds, man. We've seen it over and over again.
I mean, think about this. You have this dynamic offense. You have this dynamic quarterback who may be the next Aaron Rodgers. He reminds me of Aaron Rodgers watching him play.
Yes, he does.
Okay, Chargers score a touchdown. It's a one-score game. There's 3.5 minutes to go. Okay, win the game.
Yep.
Don't give them the ball back. Not only do the Chargers get the ball back, they get it back within a minute. At their own 40. I mean, they got great field position because they kept pushing Kansas City back. I think there was an illegal block in the back on the kick return, which really hurt them, too. Because it set them up to start at their own 10-yard line.
Yep.
And so the Chargers not only have oodles of time, they had great field position. That was that moment when Kansas City got the ball back with 3.5 minutes to go. I said, let's see what they have here. The Chargers should not get the ball back. And if they do, there should be basically no time left. Boom, boom, boom. Three and out. Great field position. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Yep.
And you leave it in the hands of your defense, and the Kansas City defense is not that good.
Yeah, is it? It completely is not that good. You're 100% right. But how about the Chargers, man? I mean, give them – how about some of the wins they've had, too? I mean, they were down a couple touchdowns. They come from behind to beat Pittsburgh late in the game like they did with that crazy ending with all the – you know, Pittsburgh with all the offside penalties and all they were doing there.
Yeah.
And then here, this game, they're down two touchdowns with like less than 5 minutes to go in a game.
Yeah.
And they come back and pull the game out. They're a dangerous team, the Chargers.
Nah, they're very dangerous. They've had some good
no
wins.
No doubt about it.
They won a game in Seattle earlier this year.
And they didn't
even
have Melvin Gordon last night.
No, and remember, all season long, they've dealt with some injuries. So you mentioned last night
Bosa
they don't have.
Bosa missed nine games. Joey Bosa.
Joey Bosa to begin the season,
right.
And even, what's his name? The backup running back. Austin Eckler. My apologies.
That's what I mean. Eckler, right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
I don't know why I thought this. This must have just been a brain fart. I thought Hunter Henry was going to play last night. I thought he was being activated and he was going to play last. Oh, that didn't happen?
but to your point. Christian Okoye was not available for the Chiefs.
Hey, but to your point, you're spot on, man. They have dealt with significant injuries.
Yep.
They didn't have Joey Bosa till like 4 weeks ago. They're without Melvin Gordon. They've got Justin Jackson getting a lot of carries.
Yeah.
And so here's their situation. I think it's pretty simple. They have to beat the Ravens next week at home.
Yep.
They have to beat the Broncos in Denver.
Right.
And then they need Kansas City to get picked off.
And the Chiefs got to go to Seattle next week, so that is not going to be an easy game for them.
And that's the one because they wrap it up at home against the Raiders.
And as you said, how crazy would it be if you got this 13-3 team, okay, playing, let's say somehow, and I don't think it's going to play out this way, but let's say somehow Pittsburgh wins the division there at 8-7-1.
Yeah.
And you got to go now back to – you're 13-3,
and you got to go
play an 8-7-1 team or even a 9-7 team.
I think that's what we're looking at. Joe, I think that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
If you look at what the Ravens and the Steelers have, and that would be
even
the team you're facing.
Even if they're 12-4 going on to play a 9-7 team.
Yeah, we're going to see a 12-4, but probably a 13-win team go on the road against either a 9-7 team or potentially worse in the Steelers or the Ravens.
No doubt.
But that's the way it is. We saw a 7-9 team host a playoff game.
We saw it. And win that game against the defending Super Bowl champions as well.
And win.
That year against the Saints.
Yeah. I mean, right. It's just, you know, we talk about
this. We saw the end of that game. I think we were in Lucas Oil.
We were in Indianapolis, yeah.
We saw that. That was the game with that crazy run by Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
remember that?
Skittles game with Marshawn.
Yeah.
We talk about it every few years whenever a scenario like this happens. And it's, hey, you got to change the rules. It's unfair. It hasn't happened yet, but it happens every few years where you see a clearly better wild card team have to go on the road because they didn't win the division.
Yep.
Just the way it is.
Yep, no doubt.
And that's not an easy place to play going to Baltimore or Pittsburgh. I know the Steelers haven't looked good lately.
It will not be an easy place to play. But I tell you, what a game we got. And how good is it? It's going to be. We'll see. Well, you got the DirecTV. I don't. But I'm thrilled that this game's in the market here, the Steeler-Patriot game Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrific.
Excellent.
You know, not going up against a local team either, so it's perfect.
It really is.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.